What about in between the north and the east, how they came from
that? Amanda, esos son los que tú dices that they come from the ocean. ¿Cómo dices tú when the wind is coming from there?
In between.
Eh? Pues I don't know about winds, that's not my subject.
Would you ever say anything like it's a northeast wind or something?
No. But I wouldn't, Amanda. The case is would I, and I don't.
Alright. And what do you call the kind of weather when it's raining? But it's not raining real hard. You can even walk in it.
A mist.
And is it any different kind? Like what's the opposite of a mist when it's just, what do you call it when it's just pouring?
A heavy rain.
What are the different kinds of rains between a mist and a heavy rain?
We have the mist like in March. They last for weeks at a time. It just rains real slow. Those are our favorites. And then we have the tropical storm rains.
Is any kind in between that? Any other kind of rain?
We very seldom get slow, steady rains. Very, very seldom. Everything here is extremes.
I'm beginning to think that's interesting. And what, this morning, what was it like outside? Did you see
foggy.
It?
Foggy.
And what makes it foggy? You said there's a dense
cloud? I don't know.
Just that stuff out there is called?
We call it sereno in Spanish. I don't know.
Sereno.
That moisture.
Well, you said it's a foggy. So would you say that it's caused by fog?
Yes, fog.
What about if the wind is if it's been real gentle and it starts to blow more and more and it gets strong, it's gradually getting stronger.
We have that kind of weather.
What do you call that?
That it picks up strength.
And what about if it's doing just the opposite? If, you know, it's real strong.
We say it's calming. The wind is calming.
And what do you call a morning or the kind of weather maybe sometimes you have in the morning when you go outside and it's you have
chilly.
To wear a jacket.
Yes.
Would it chilly, you say? So would that be the kind of weather it would be nice to be out in, or would it be too
chilly? I don't enjoy chilly weather in the morning. I enjoy it at dusk. That would be the kind that would make me want to walk. But we'd say it was chilly.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and your flowers and everything, you say, last night we had a what?
Freeze.
And is anything lighter than a freeze? Not as bad as a...
Yes. We have, in Spanish it's called escarcho. That means it just about touches the tips of plants. It's a very light freeze.
Have you ever heard it called a frost or anything like that? Ever heard of a frost?
I thought it was a freeze. A frost and freeze.
But is there any difference in that light freeze you call it?
We always call it frost or freeze, but we vary it in the degrees it harms the plants, especially the crops, light, heavy, or damaging.
And what would you say if it got so cold that a pond
froze?
And what do you call this room up here? Different from this one? This room and that room?
A living room and a den.
And what's the difference in those rooms?
One is more formal than the other.
If you had
like I'd let them jump around in this kind of furniture, you couldn't do it. They could eat in this room. I wouldn't let them in that other room.
And if you're talking about rooms and things, you say, well, this room is about 8 feet
high.
And you said that in the house you lived in as a child, there was a room that you called the storage room. And what did you keep in there?
Everything we wished to store and not throw away. Not good enough to have around, but not bad enough to